I have no bed. I have only this mattress on the floor. Lie down, poor suffering one. Another victim. Victim of the modern age. God.
A victim of the police, sir.
All the same, police and criminals. Terrorists, freedom fighters, hijackers, and liberators. All the same. Violence is sewn into our fabric. It's all the same. Take off those poor torn clothes and put on this old dressing gown. Then you shall eat. Not that there's much to eat. Poor writer, you know. F. Alexander is the name. Perhaps you've heard of it.
The name Alexander, I know, sir. It's like my own ear, sir.
What's that? It is you. Alex, number one guinea pig of government criminal reform scheme. Badness burnt out by Brodsky. Minister of Interior looks with confidence toward a new crime-free era. It is you. A poor victim. Providence bade me pick you up in your blood. The victim, but also a weapon.
Weapon? I don't quite pony that, sir.
But deprived of choice. A man who cannot choose ceases to be a man. This overbearing evil government to turn a decent young boy into a piece of clockwork. Oh, they will do it to us all. Censorship is on its way. My writings are already suspect. Since the death of my poor wife, I've given my life to fighting the evil that is abroad, and this government tries to stamp out evil with a worse evil. The book I wrote, itself a double victim. The manuscript torn up by the wretched villains who then tore up my wife. The published book then banned.
What was the book called, sir?
It is still called A Clockwork Orange. Man is a fruit, a creature of juice and colour and perfume. They would tear out his pith and turn him into a robot. Oh, they will try to do it to us all. But you, poor victim, shall be a witness against them.
You said something about a wife, sir.
She died. She was brutally ravished and beaten. The shock was very great. She always had a weak heart. She did not survive a month. She was all things to me. She was my body, brain. Her hair was sheaves of autumn. Smile was midsummer rain. She was all springs to me. The earth renewed every day. The leaves come green in April. Though they fall in the fall and burn, she will not return. Often, in dreams, I hear her. I'm standing near her. She shakes her head. The futility of anger, the sin of vengeance. How can these profit the dead? But if they were here, I'm living still. My living will would seek to break, to rend, to kill. Useless. She said. She was all springs to me. The earth renewed every day. The leaves come green in April. They fall in the fall and burn. She will not return. Of course, today is Wednesday. I'd forgotten. I forget everything. My wife was my memory. Come in. This is... I've forgotten your name.
Alex.
Good God. How did you get him?
You know him? Oh, you mean you read? Yes, yes, opportune, I see that. Heavens, yes, I never...
So awful, once they're meeting us, teeth. Oh, God. His presence sets my brain whirring like clockwork. What a superb device he could be. I mean, it could, for preference, look even iller and more zombieish than he does, but no doubt we can think of something.
What goes on, Bratties? What dost thou and thy Rasudok for thy little drogue have?
Eh? That manner of voice pricks me. I've heard it before. Once before.
Public meetings. Ruined life is the approach. We must inflame all hearts.
And what is in this fesh for me, brothers? Tortured in jail. Thrown out by my own P&M and a bolshy brutal-like lodger, near killed by the Millicents, and even if I slushy lovely music...
What was that, lad?
I want to sick up!
That's interesting, interesting. I read that interview with the defecting Dr. Brown, and it was no commissioner, said, no. Over-conditioning.
Yeah. There's only one vest I require, and that's to be normal and healthy as I was in the starry days. Having my Malenki bit at 20-1 with real droogs and not those Grozny Bretonies who are like traitors. Can you do that? Can you restore me to what I was is what I want to like know.
The party will not be ungrateful, boy. A martyr to the cause of liberty. You have your part to play in the overthrow of this damnable repressive government.
Oh! I'm not a thing, brother! I'm not one of your ordinary prostupniks and like criminals. I'm not ordinary and I'm not dim. You slushy.
Dim. Dim. That was a name somewhere. Dim.
Hey, what's dim to do with it? What do you know about dim? Bog help us.
I could almost believe. But such things are impossible. For, by Christ, if he were, I'd tear him. I'd split him. Oh, by God, yes, so I would.
There. It's all in the past. It was other people altogether. We must help this poor victim. He must help us. Aye. Look to the future. Look to the cause. Let him sleep here. You spend the night in my spare room. Tomorrow we start work. Truly. In earnest. Come.
Good night, young Alex.
Slushy music coming out of the wall, real Gromky. I slushied for 2 seconds in like interest and joy. But then it all came over me. The start of the pain and the sickness, and I began to groan deep down in my kishkas. I shut my glazies and felt the cold wind on my litzo.
Goodbye! May God forgive you for ruining Cheesney!
Then I jumped.
Physiological problems. Orthopedically a success. What concerns us, of course, is the possibility that the physical trauma may have undone Brodsky's conditioning.
You want that to happen, Dr. Branham? After all your own work in the Pavlovian Institute?
The cause of this boy's near death has been well and accurately publicized. He tried to kill himself to escape from the music of Beethoven.
I don't care much for Beethoven myself, still that was going too far. Sorry, Dr. Branham. How soon can you tell?
I think he's already capable of submitting to a few tests. Perhaps later today.
And the political angle?
What do you mean?
Whatever you do, you're caught up in the political angle. The government wanted one thing, now it wants another. But it's still the same government. and the same Minister of the Interior, or inferior.
There are some issues which are bigger than politics. Ah, here he is. Let him sleep. Tell me when he wakes up, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Branham.
You see the headlines, little 666-55321, as used to be. You're a victim of criminal research. Government is murderer. Out, out, out. That means the government. Religion is above politics, so I believe. But now I see how the two are joined. It is all a matter of freedom of choice. We have the right to choose evil. Have we? Can I preach that from any pulpit? Better if I go into retirement. Received a very tempting offer from a distant.
What gives, O my little sister? Come thou and have a nice lay down with your Malenki droog on this bed.
Doctor! Doctor, he's awake!
Alex, now this won't take long. I'm going to show you some pictures. While you're looking at one, say exactly what comes into your mind. All right?
Righty, righty, right.
This first one, it's a bird's nest, full of eggs.
Very, very nice. Real horror show.
And what would you like to do about it?
Smash them. Pick up the lot and, like, smash them against a wall or a cliff and then video them all smash up. Real horror show.
This picture is of a peacock. You've seen them, haven't you? Look at its lovely tail, spread out in a beautiful fan.
I would like to pull out, like, all those feathers in its tail and slushy it creech blue murder for being so, like, boastful.
And this lovely young girl?
Give her the old in-out, in-out, real savage, with lots of ultra-violence.
And the scene of looting and killing in East London.
I'd like to put the boots straight in everybody's litzo and fiddy the old red, red crovy spurting out.
Good. And this rather holy picture.
The old Magoy droog of the prison Charlie carrying his cross up a hill. I'd like to hammer in the old nails. Bang, bang, bang. Two for his rookers, one for his nogas, and one for Lucky McGulliver.
I think that's enough. You seem to be cured.
Cured? Me tied down to this bed and you say cured? Kiss my sharries is what I gover eat like in reply.
Doctor.
Already?
The Minister of the Interior in poison. Well, 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 well. What giveth then, old droogie?
Speak more respectfully, boy, when addressing a minister of the crown.
Yarbles! Bolshy Greek Yarblockos to thee and thine.
All right, all right. He speaks to me as a friend. Don't you, son?
I am everybody's friend, except to my enemies.
And who are your enemies? Tell us that, my boy.
All who do me wrong are my enemies.
Well, I am the government of which I am a member, want you to regard us as friends. Yes, friends. We have put you right, yes? You're getting the best of treatment. We never wished you harm, but there are some who did and do. And I think you know who those are. They wish to use you for base political ends. They would have been glad to see you dead for those ends and then blame it on the government. I think you know who those men are. There is a man named F. Alexander, a writer of subversive literature, who has been howling for your blood. He has been mad with desire to stick a knife in you. But you're safe from him now. We had him put away.
He was supposed to be like a droog. Like a droog he was supposed to be.
He believed you had done the most bitter wrong to someone near his heart.
You mean that he was, like, told?
He had this idea. He was a menace, so we put him away.
Kind, most kind of thou.
When you leave here, you will have no worries. We shall see to everything, because you are helping us.
Am I?
Well, we always help our friends, don't we?
Good boy.
A present. What shall it be? Mozart? Benji Britt? Schoenberg? Karloff?
The ninth. The glorious ninth.
Also, already in. Sign here.
What do you see?
I can vidy myself very clear, running and running on like very light and mysterious nogas, carving the whole litzo of the creature world with my cutthroat britva.
You're cured all right.
Yeah. Cured all right.
There was me, your humble narrator, and my three droogs, that is Len, Rick, and Billy. We were sitting in the Corova Milk Bar making up our rasudoks what to do with the evening. A flip, dark, chill, winter bastard, though dry.
Is it going to be? What's it going to be? Thumps on the deliver, fists in the pot, grumpy great shoes, to the petrified millicent, pity the copy, all out of his rot, teachers and genius, a starry babushkas, a crack in the kishkas, we'll all show hot, give it them, whether they want it, or not.
Well then, Droogie, thou being the oldest and like the leader, what dost thou in mind for this Cologne winter notchy like ham?
Look, Droogies, tonight I am somehow just not in like the mood. I know not why or how it is, but there it is. You three go your own ways this night wise, leaving me out, out, and out. On my oddy knocky. Tomorrow we shall meet same place, same time, me hoping to be like a lot better. Right? Righty, right?
Oh, too tough a day, like, is that it? Yeah. In the old music archives, glimpy sort of naz.
Polly's horror show.
Yeah? Pretty Polly grows on trees, old Droogie. Only a bazoony shoot does rabbiting for it. Yeah. Horror show, right. If you won't itty with us, right sorry I am.
You're not sorry, bully bratty. I vidy the old look in your glazzy. Power, power, and power. Well, take it. Heil Tavarish. Itty off and out, and the very best of.
Yes! Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, come on,
sorry I'm late. We were a bit rushed in the shop.
No need for sorrow. Glad to see you, Marty, and very glad. Sit. What will it be? The old Monaco?
You do talk funny sometimes. You mean milk?
Vaccine secretion, cow juice. Did you think on what I said?
We're both too young. Me 17, you 18.
Not too, Molodoy. Sorry. At least think. I mean, it's you and me together, right?
Right, if you like.
Not so young, though. Me. Not so young as I was. Old Wolfgang Amadeus had done a lot at my age. Felix M2 and Benji Britt. Not so young. Old enough to know that being young is like being an animal. No. It's more like being one of those malenki toys you vidy being sold in the street. Made out of tin with a spring inside and a handle, and you wind it up, grr grr grr, and off it itties in a straight line and bangs straight into things. Bang bang, and doesn't pony what it's doing. That's being young. And the ultra-violence, and the filling, and the cresting.
That's being young too. I'm growing up. I look to the future and a son of my own who will make the same mistakes as I did just because he'll be young.
You still talk funny. And you're jumping ahead a bit, aren't you?
Life's not very long. Think about it.
I'll think.
I was doing this job in the State Music Archives today, and I was cataloguing the 10 recordings of the 9th. And words kept on ittying through my gulliver. Oh,
there you go again.
You want a slushy? Here, that is.
All right.
Being young's a sort of sickness, measles, mumps or chicken pox. Gather all your toys together, lock them in an iron box. That means tall chocks, crasting and dratsing, all of the things that suit a boy. When you build instead of busting, you can start your ode to joy.
Do not be a clockwork orange, freedom has a lovely voice. Here is good and there is evil, those cons both can take your choice. Sweet in juice and blue like aroma, let's not be changed to fit machines. Choices be but seldom easy, that's what human freedom means. Sweet in juice and blue like aroma, let's not be changed to fit machines. Choices be but seldom easy, that's what human freedom means.
That's how it's going to be, brothers, as we come to the end of this like tale. You've been everywhere with your little droog Alex, suffering with him, and you have vidied some of the most grazny brachnies old bog ever made, all onto your old droog Alex. And all it was that I was young. I am not young, not no longer, ah no. Alex like groweth up, ah yes. Tomorrow is all like sweet flowers, and the turning bonny earth like a juicy orange in the gigantic rookers of bog. And there's the stars and the old lunar up there, and your old droog Alex growing up. A terrible, grazny, bonny world, really, brothers and sisters. And so farewell from your little droog. And to all others in this story, except one, and you've just met her, profound shoes of lip music. And I can kiss my shallies. But you, remember sometimes thy little Alex that was. Amen. And all that cow.
A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess starred Jason Hughes as Alex. Struan Roger was Dr. Brodsky, John McArdle was the chaplain, and Jack Davenport the minister. Bill Stewart was Alexander, Dorian Thomas was Mr. Deltoid, and Claire Isaac was Dr. Branham. The Droogs were played by Rodri Hugh as Dim, Robert Harper as Pete, and Wayne Forrester as Georgie. Alex's mother was Jennifer Hill, and Marty was Amy Thomas. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed and conducted by John Hardy and recorded by Stuart Lucas. Technical presentation was by Nigel Lewis, Gareth Tyrrell and Mark Harrison, and the production assistant was Catherine Lewis. A Clockwork Orange was directed by Alison Hindle for BBC Radio 4 and is published in the UK by BBC World.